The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis teaches us that Amishna said, "Hakol Ksherim Lodin Dinei Mamonis." Everyone is qualified to paskin a dinei mamonis. And ask the Gemara, "Hakol." The word "Hakol" Lasuyamai is coming to teach us what? Says the Gemara, "Amar Yehuda Lasuyam Mamzer." That a Mamzer is qualified to be a dayan for din Taira of dinei mamonis. Ask the Gemara, "Hatanina Chadazimna." That's our halacha that we already learned in the Mishnah Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Tesim Abayis, because the Mishnah says there, "Kol Aroy Lodin Dinei Nefashis." Whoever is qualified to be a dying for Dinei Nefashis, Roy Lodin Dinei Mamonis, is qualified to be a dying for Dinei Mamonis. "V'yesh Roy Lodin Dinei Mamonis." There are those that are qualified to be Dinei Mamonis, Ven Roy Lodin Dinei Nefashis, but not for Dinei Nefashis. Vavinabon, we try to understand Lasuye Mai. What does that statement come to teach us? From Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda tells us Lasuye Mamzer. So you already know from that Mishnah that a Mamzer could be a dayan for Dine Mamnes. We don't need our Mishnah to teach us that. Answers the Gemara, Chada Lasuye Ger, Vachada Lasuye Mamzer. One Mishnah is coming to teach us that a Ger is qualified to be a dayan for Dine Mamnes. And one Mishnah is coming to teach us that a Mamzer could be a dying for Dine Mamnes. V'tzricha, and we need two separate Mishnayos for these two separate halachas. D'yashmin and Ger, because if we only knew the halacha about a Ger is an individual, the royal lover Bakal, can marry any Jewish girl. Ava Mamzer, but a Mamzer who obviously cannot get married into the Jewish people, Emeloi. Maybe I would say that he's disqualified from being a dayan, even for Dine Mamonis. V'yashmin a Mamzer, if we learned the halacha of a Mamzer, because a Mamzer, Bar Metipa Ksheru, was born from a Jewish mother. He's a full-fledged Jew. Aval Ger, the Loi Bar Metipa Ksheru, who wasn't born from a Jew, Eim Eloi. That's why, Tzricha, we need a separate Mishnah for Ger and a separate Mishnah for Mamzer. So most Rishonim are of the opinion that when we learn now that a Ger, that's the opinion of the Rif, of Tosfos, of the Yad Ramah, of the Rosh and the Meiri, the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, that when we learn now that a Ger is kosher for Dinei Mamonis, that means he could be the Dayan in Dinei Mamonis for another Ger. But if he's going to even just do Dinei Mamonis for Yisrael, then he has to have a Jewish mother. And when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, even if he has a Jewish mother, but he has a non-Jewish father, he can't be a dayan for Dinei Nefashis. The basis for this approach is a Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says there that a Ger could be a dayan for another Ger. And the Gemara says there, the Pasuk says, Parsha Shoftim, "Soim tosim alecha melech, ashiyivcha elokecha boi mekerev achecha tosim alecha melech." Alecha, when it comes to you, full-fledged Jews, you need to have another person to be a dayan who is in the same category. But for a ger, another ger could be the dayan. I ask Rashi that that pasuk is talking about a melech, and here we're talking about a dayan. Says Rashi over there, Divrei Maskil Alecha, that a dayan is also considered a melech. Moreover, the pasuk starts with the word soim tosim, and Chazal learn from the word soim tosim, Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, kol mesimai shatasom, whatever position you're going to appoint, you mekerev achecha. And these Rishonim that we mentioned at the beginning of the Ashir say that that's talking, all this discussion that we just had is just regarding Dinei Mamonis. But when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, a ger can never be a dayan, even if he has a Jewish mother. And therefore, says the Rif, our Gemara here is speaking about a ger whose mother is Jewish, so then he could be a dying for Dine Mominus, or the halacha would be that, as Tosfos learns, that we are speaking about one ger being a dying for another ger. And there, the halacha is that it makes no difference if he has a Jewish mother or not. He could be a kosher for Dine Mominus, even if he doesn't have a Jewish mother. Rashi, in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Ger, has a different approach. His approach is that this halacha, that one ger is kosher for another ger, is not limited to Dine Mominus. It even applies to Dine Nefashis. And if his mother is Jewish, he could even be a dying for Dine Nefashis for another Jew. And for Dine Mominus, any ger is kosher, even if his mother is not Jewish. So according to that, by Dine Mominus, any ger is kosher. Makes no difference Jewish mother or not, and makes no difference whom he's judging, even if he's judging a full-fledged Jew. For Dine Nefashis, if his mother is Jewish, he could even do Dine Nefashis. If his mother is not Jewish and he's a full-fledged ger, then he could only be for another ger. Much more lenient approach. Many Mepharshim asked the question that we learn in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishneh Yud, that Shammai v'Avtalya were gerim. So now the question is, how could have Shemaya been appointed to be the Nasi, and how could have Avtalya been appointed to be the Abesdin? We're learning, we just finished discussing, Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech, Kol Masimus Shata Som Yimikerech HaChecho. So how could they have gotten these positions? So the Magen Avos and the Rivah say that this halacha that a ger is disqualified is only if there's equal stature who's a full-fledged Yisrael. But if these individuals are the greatest that exist, the fact that they're gerim is not an issue. Another approach that the Knesset Gedolah tries to say, that if the Yisraelim willingly accepted upon themselves the gerim, then even gerim are kosher. The problem with this approach, asked the Knesset Gedolah, the Gemara Masechet Sota Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis teaches us that the Chacham were punished when they told Agrifas, who was a ger, Achino Ata. What's wrong? If they willingly accepted him to be king, we're learning now that there is no problem. So one teretz that he suggests, there was talking about a melech. So for other positions, if we willingly accept this individual, then he's kosher, even if he's a ger. Melech, even willing acceptance, is inadequate. Another pshat that he suggests is that they said to him, the fact that your mother was Jewish was enough to make you kosher, which, as we're learning, certainly according to many opinions of the Rishonim, that isn't true. So they shouldn't have said something which isn't accurate. And that was the problem. The question is, and the Tumim, the Urim V'Tumim discusses this question, that now that the Knesset HaGdolah teaches us that accepting, if we accept the Gerim, then they are qualified, what does it mean that they were accepted? It doesn't seem, says the Knesset HaGdolah, that you need everybody, all Jews, to agree. It's a little too much to ask for. Rather, he says, if the Sanhedrin and the Rosh Chachamim, I'm not exactly sure who the Rosh Chachamim are, and the Kohen Gadol accept them, that's enough. But then he asks a question. He says, I could understand why for Dine Mominus, acceptance is enough. Because we alone in our Masechta have learned the more than one situation that if two litigants are going into a Din Torah and Dine Mominus, and they willingly accept upon themselves a dayan, even if that's an individual who would not normally be considered qualified to be dayan, the fact that both parties accepted this person upon them is enough. But how does that work for Dina Nefashis? Dina Nefashis, you can't just say, well, we accept it. There has to be a kosher dayan. So he wants to suggest that even if for Dina Nefashis, you can't just have the parties involved say, well, this person will be good and that will be enough. Still, he wants to say, if the melech appoints a ger, that is part of the vested authority of the melech, that he could appoint a ger. Another approach they want to say is that, indeed, Shmai ve'Eftalia did not paskin dinei nefashis. They were appointed for dinei mominus. They were appointed for to be chachomim, but not to paskin dinei mominus. And Taisus Yontif quotes the Maram Miprag that when the Mishnah says over there that Shmai ve'Eftalia were gerim, it doesn't mean that they were actual gerim. Their forefathers were gerim, but it's not that they themselves became. It's not that they themselves were gerim. Somebody who many generations ago might have had a forefather was a ger is certainly not disqualified. Is certainly not disqualified from being a dayan for. Is not disqualified for being a dayan in any sense.